bit. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Orioles and the Oakland Athletics here tonight in Game 2 of a three-game series. Hey, the Orioles have not won back-to-back games since way back on August 7th. And tonight, they try to make it two in a row. The skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Rock Kubatka with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Buck, this is the fifth series where a team has won the opening game. Now, it hasn't been able to complete the series win. So the obvious thing here, obviously, you're hoping to see maybe them be better finishers here and take one of the series?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, we get stats thrown at us every day. You know, someone looks at something and sees it's a trend, and you get asked about it. And, you know, I try to stay involved in that game, that day, that moment. But there are some things like that you need to look at, and sometimes you need to ask why. So we certainly look at those things. But, you know, winning a Major League Baseball game is hard. I mean, that game last night, we had to bring in Zach Britton to finish that game. You know, there's a lot of moments. I thought Greg Gentry throwing a guy out at second base was a huge moment. I thought, you know, the double play ball from Darren O'Day. I mean, we're a pitch away from, you know, being tied or behind in that game. And it's just not as easy as everybody thinks it is sometimes.
What did Wade Miley show you last night?
I don't think – Wade has gone through a long period now where he's missing by about an inch off the plate. And their balls, they and our catchers and him, they look good. But, you know, he got a couple big double play balls too. But, you know, Wade turned in a good outing for us. You know, we were hoping we could get him through that next inning. But, you know, the leadoff walk put him in a little bit of jeopardy.
Adam Jones, four hits, including two home runs. There's been so much attention, and understandably so, on the season that Jonathan Scope's having and Trey Mancini's rookie year and Manny Machado's second half. Is Adam almost kind of sneaking up on people where you look at his offensive numbers and say this is one of his better seasons?
I don't think he's sneaking up on anybody in his clubhouse. Nobody ever takes for granted or assumes the stuff that he does. I challenge you to find a more consistent, you know, that's why you can trust him with a commitment, because it's not what drives him. He's a very competitive guy, and he likes posting up and being somebody that everybody can count on. And today, you know, this season has been another example of that.
Rock Kubatka with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. J.J. Hardy began his injury rehab assignment last night at Norfolk. What would the report say about him?
Well, you know, when J.J. told me he was planning on playing nine innings, I was a little surprised the first night. That's what he did. Of course, the guy they faced last night is the guy they got back for Chris Sale. He was throwing about 100. Actually, he was averaging 98 last night. And so J.J. had, you know, his first time back. He did okay. Made a couple of good plays at shortstop like we knew he would. I think the plan is for him to play about six innings today, and we'll take it little by little.
I don't know how much attention it got, but, you know, Paul Janisch was granted his release so he can retire. He wants to be a coach at his alma mater, Rice University. Do you kind of look back at Paul and say it's a pretty nice career he had, and he was a guy that you figured was cut out to be a coach?
Well, I appreciate you bringing it up, because Paul, you know, sometimes that type of transaction gets missed, and they say, oh, this guy was only this. Paul was a good player for a long time, a very trustworthy player. Rice University is lucky to have him. Also, one of the reasons we did it, it gives him a chance. He's got two classes he has to get to finish his degree. And if he waits till the end of the season, he won't be able to do that. So we wish him well. And I got to tell you, guys like him, your paths seem to cross again, because he's going to be able to do about anything he wants to do with his life. I know his wife and kids are pretty happy to have him home.
Oakland sending Paul Blackburn to the mound tonight. Not the first time you've seen him, obviously. What should we know about him?
A lot of sliders. And because our lineup is so right-handed and we can't really do a whole lot about it, that just the way the roster is constructed, that he you know, we got to make the slider be ball to strike slider instead of strike to ball slider, and he's going to try to put you away with it, and it's a big pitch for him.
And finally, there's so much attention today about the dubious 10-year anniversary of the 30-3 game one of a doubleheader here against the Rangers. And I know you weren't here for that, but do you – yeah, 10 years ago today. Do you remember anything about that night, just because it was a historical game that everybody was talking about? And as a manager, what do you do when a game – and everybody's gone through it, maybe not to that degree, but when a game is just spiraling out of control like that?
People are really talking about that today. They're, like, talking about the anniversary of it?
Yes.
Really? That's a little scary. As a manager, from afar, you look at it and you go, thank goodness that's only one loss. And, you know, there's some pitching that you're going to have to bring in and out. And, you know, playing these games and doing what these guys do, you've got to put yesterday's successes and failures behind you. You know, and just not many things snowball very long because the ability level is so high. So does that mean that a team is 27 runs better than the other team? Of course not. But you just know there's a lot of those type of games that affect the team physically as far as the things you have to do with the pitching for a long time.
Thank you, Buck. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Hey, last night, how about Wade Miley, huh? And Wade Miley, this will be his 94th pitch, and it's a swing and a miss to get the strikeout. So he picks up his sixth strikeout. Now, he does give up a home run here in the sixth inning, but, hey, gets him 1-2 after that. So he's battling out there. He's got a four-run lead.
Yep,
he won that game. He's won three of his last four decisions. Wade Miley and Ben McDonald when we continue with the warm-up show right after this. Wade Miley last night in the win column, six innings, gave up two runs, five hits. He did walk four. He also had six strikeouts, but he got a couple of big double play balls along the way. So Wade Miley, yeah, he's won three of his last four. And he and Ben McDonald, they got together before the game today, and they visited. That's next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Ben McDonald here on the Orioles radio pregame show. Game two, just a few hours away. Orioles will try to win the series. Ubaldo Jimenez be on the mound for the Orioles tonight. But in game one last night, Orioles win game one 7-3 behind the left-hander, Wade Miley, who had a big-time start for the Orioles, a much-needed start for the Orioles as he threw a quality start up there, working six innings, only giving up two runs, striking out six. Wade, when you, three nights in a row, you guys hadn't been able to get a quality start up. Starters have struggled just a little bit in the Angels series. Any more pressure for you when you go out in that type of situation, or is it pretty much just the same game every time you get on the bump?
Oh, you want to try to take it out as the same game, but we went through our struggles early in the year, and I think that's a big part of it. We each starter tried to put a lot of pressure on, you know, to turn the ship around, and weren't able to. So I think now the second round through, after struggling a little bit, I think we can just kind of go out there, relax, and try to stick to our game plan and just make pitches.
Yeah, I noticed last night you only give up one run through the first five innings, which has got to be huge for the offense, because in the Angels series, you guys got behind by a good bit early. The starters kind of struggled a little bit, gave up some runs early. Of course, that puts a ton of pressure on your offense, and I know you always like to get off to a good start, and that certainly was the case last night as you struck out six. Now, I noticed last night, I've seen some of your games, not a bunch of them, but some games you miss by a good bit. Like when we're setting up throwing to the glove, you'll miss by a foot sometimes. Everybody does, 18-inch. But last night, man, I kept saying this on the air. I said, man, he is so close to being exactly where he wanted to be, because his misses last night were only just by inches most of the time. So for me, you threw the ball extremely well last night. Anything different about that?
Just been putting in a lot of work in the bullpen, because like you said, it's kind of it's crazy. It's like shrink your misses. Like early in the year, or just like a few weeks ago, missing a foot outside the zone, the hitter, I mean, it does nothing for you. So we've just been trying to, like, to shorten it up a little bit and just make better pitches and more quality pitches at in game.
Yeah, and that certainly was the case last night. You guys are drawing a little bit closer to that wild card spot. I know everybody's pulling in that direction for sure. Let me ask you this. I also was looking at it last night, and seemed like the velocity at times for you, the cutter has been big. The fastball was good, but it looked like the last couple of starts maybe starting to use that cutter a little bit more, maybe trying to bore it more inside on those right-handed hitters.
Yeah, trying to keep them from diving out over, and I know that's a pitch where if you execute it, anybody, you execute that pitch in on a guy's hands, hitters don't like that. So if we can continue to be able to throw that pitch and invite them to look for it. You know, that's kind of what you're looking for. You want them to kind of open up and try to hit that pitch, because then you're going to get a lot of ground balls to that side of the field. And that's kind of what we're doing, just crowding guys hard. And then if they do get to it, the other side of the plate's wide open.
Boy, the month of August has been good to you. You've been outstanding in the month of August. I think you're 2-1 in your last four starts, and an ERA well below 3 in the month of August. Is it been mechanics? Has it been confidence? Has it been a little bit of everything to where all of a sudden the month of August you are really starting to hit your stride?
Probably a little bit of everything, but the cutter has been a huge pitch. There's a game down in Tampa where I'd give up a few runs early on, and then I just started experimenting mid-game with a cutter, because I was having a hard time getting the ball in, and just kind of been running with it from there. And, Raj and Millsy down in the bullpen have been kind of controlling the mechanical part of it, slowing everything down, and it's just hopefully – keep it going.
Now, that cutter, that's interesting that you said it. You kind of experimented in mid-game. Now, that's a veteran move right there because, I mean, I know it's sometimes when I used to pitch, you just don't have anything left to get guys out, and it's almost like you got to invent something on the fly. Now, I'm assuming that's a pitch you probably were using a little bit in the bullpen, just kind of tinkering with it in between starts, but probably as necessity one game, you just like, okay, I can't get the ball inside to a right-hander. What am I going to do? I might have to cut this fastball to get it in there.
Yeah, that's it. The slider was – I was spinning the slider too much and couldn't throw it for a strike, and the fastball was – I was flying off of it, so I was having a hard time getting the ball in. So I just tried to mix the slider and the fastball together and come up with that little thing, and it's been good for me, and the curveballs came along for whatever reason. I feel like it's actually helped my curveball a lot, and like I said, it's just something I just hopefully can keep going and keep it rolling.
Well, congratulations, man, and much needed win for the Orioles last night. One game won against the Angels, but then dropped two in a row to the Angels to lose a series, but have one game won, and they got a chance to win the series and hopefully win this last couple of games and be off and running. And congratulations and best of luck the rest of the season. Appreciate your time, Wade.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Hey, Ben, you know, Wade Miley is quite a golfer. He's like maybe a three handicap. Does a good job there. He also loves to hunt. Now, last night, Ben, he was hunting hitters, but in the off season, this guy loves to hunt, doesn't he?
Well, he's down in my neck of the woods. He grew up about 30 minutes from where I live, and so there's two things they give you when you're born down south. One's a camouflage T-shirt, and the other's a shotgun. So there's no doubt he likes to hunt a little bit. Yeah, he's fired up. He's got a couple of deer on his property here in the Baltimore area where he lives, and he said, "Hey, bow season September the 9th, so won't be long now to be open."
You know, in a way, Miley, the way he pitches, he does hunt hitters. He tries to trick them. He tries to fool them. He tries to sneak up on them a little bit.
Yeah, he does. And look, I was impressed when he did walk four last night. We know about all the walks, but I tell you, me and him talking about it, the misses for him now are very small. He feels like he is oh so close to being exactly where he wants to be.
All right, so tonight, Ubaldo Jimenez, hey, last time he pitched against Oakland, he had 11 strikeouts in only 5 1/3 innings. So we'll see what happens here tonight as the Orioles are looking for a second straight win. Oriole baseball is next. And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Ben McDonald back at Camden Yards after a tough loss. Oakland wins it by a score of 6-4. And Ben, it's always about starting pitching. Your thoughts tonight on the Orioles starting pitching, Ubaldo Jimenez?
Well, I mean, that's been the weak spot all year for the Orioles, no doubt about it. If you look at his homestand, look, five games, only one pitcher out of the five so far, Wade Miley, gave you a quality start, which really gave you an opportunity to win. I mean, Hellickson, game one of this homestand, he gives up 7 runs. Gosman gives up 5. Tillman gave up 4. Jimenez gives up 5 tonight. And look, what's happened in every game of this homestand is the Orioles have been put on defense right away. They get behind early in the game. It makes it tough for the offense to come up, you know, and come back. They have a couple of times, but it's tough. And for once, I'd like to see tomorrow, hopefully, Dylan Bundy is on his game, goes up and puts some zeros up and lets the offense go out and perform, and it'll be much easier. Now, that's easier said than done, but that's what's got to get better. Yeah, you can sit here and say, look, they only scored 4 runs. But, look, sometimes you have to win games when you only score 4 runs. That's the bottom line. If the pitching's good enough, and still I like the relief pitching for the Orioles. Give another run tonight. But if you go back and look at the last 20 innings pitched in his homestand, the relievers have given up 2 runs. So what does that tell you? It tells you this. The starting pitching has to be more consistent, work a little bit deeper, and give up less runs, and the Orioles have a really chance of winning every game.
You know, this Oakland team's kind of interesting. I mean, they come in with the second worst record in the American League. Mm-hmm. Now, they're 14th in the league in hitting. They've had the second most strikeouts of any team in the American League other than Tampa Bay. They're number one. Oakland number two in strikeouts. And yet, Ben, they're 6th in the league in home runs, and tonight they hit 4 of them.
Well, and that's what the knockout punch thing is for them is that, yeah, the batting average is not good. You mentioned all the things. They're not even that good stealing bases, but they can hit the long ball. When you come into Oriole Park, we all know this ballpark yields the second most homers in all of baseball. You get a ball elevated. We saw a couple balls today that no way we thought were getting out, but yet they get out of the ballpark, and that's what happens. It brings everybody into play in this ballpark. That's why it's so tough to win here. It's really tough to pitch here. It's tough to win here, but you know that going in. But bottom line still for me is, look, starting pitching has to get better. That's where it's going to begin and end for the Orioles.
How about the eighth inning? Richard Blyer came out of the bullpen. Mm. Oakland has second and third. Nobody out. They're trying to pad the lead. And Blyer comes in, and he just would not let them score.
Yeah, he really put a shutdown in a tough situation. And what did that do? Gave the Orioles a lot of momentum. They go out in the bottom of the eighth. They put up two runs in the bottom of the eighth and had a chance. And then, boy, the Oakland strikes right back, you know, with a home run there in the ninth inning. So, look, tough. But still, at the end of the day, Orioles win tomorrow, win the series. And, look, a lot of home games still yet coming up for the Orioles here. And there's a chance if they continue to, you know, get going, they can get going. Because nobody really in this wild card race is running away from it at all. So, if the Orioles, you can just find a way to get hot, win five or six in a row, man, they're going to be right there.
Well, they got to put together a run. Well, man, these days, a run is just two in a row.
Yeah, right.
They can't win two in a row.
Very well said. I mean, they look, we said this before, they look great one game and then look like a team that just can't win the next. And all of a sudden, but there's no consistency and a run's going to have to happen.
Sometimes tough, though, because tonight, I mean, not to make excuses, but Orioles here tonight hitting in tough luck. They hit some shots right at people.
Well, it's, you know, and those baseball things are going to pop up every now and then, because if you go back and look at the starter, Paul Blackburn, who got injured, look, he was really good for four-plus inning. Didn't allow a run, only three hits. Didn't strike anybody out, didn't walk anybody, but he was good. But the Orioles did barrel some balls up early and throughout the game, unfortunately, hit right to people. But there were some chances, and even late in the ball game, the Orioles got some pitches they could handle but just couldn't put them into play. So, look, it's baseball at the end of the day, but still in all, the Orioles have to find some consistency in their game.
All right, hey, Ben, get some sleep.
Yes, sir. Sleep fast. See you in the morning.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, Ben McDonald. So, by the way, Jimenez gave up a single to Boog Powell to get the game started, and then Jed Lowrie came up to hit. There goes the runner, and there's a high fly ball to deep right center. Backing up is Smith, way back there, and that ball has left the yard. That is a two-run home run. And I think it landed in the first row in the bleachers out there in right center. My goodness. Lowrie, number 12. And the A's jump out to a 2-0 lead. Just like that. Then the Bowler got two outs. So with the bases empty, Ryan Healy came up to hit. 1-1 pitch, driven to deep right center. Adam Jones on the run, way back there. And that ball is gone. Beyond the wall in right center. So Healy, with number 22 for him, and Ubaldo in the first inning tonight has surrendered two home runs. And then later, well, Ubaldo kind of settled down after that, and it remained a 3-0 ball game until the top of the fifth inning. But Matt Joyce led the inning off with a double. And then with one out, guess who came up to hit again? Yep, Ryan Healy. There's a high fly ball hit to deep left field, way back in the corner, and that ball is long gone. Now, did that ball land in the second deck? I'm not sure.
My
Ryan
goodness.
Healy, his second home run tonight. My goodness indeed. And Ubaldo has now given up three of them, and two of them have been two-run homers. Yeah, so that 5-0 at that point. It stayed that way until the bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Joseph, a leadoff single. After Smith popped out and then Beckham grounded out, Orioles had a base runner for Manny Machado. Manny was 0-for-2 when he came up to hit with a man aboard in that sixth inning. Maybe the most amazing number to me about Manny Machado is this one. He has gone 20 games now without a base on balls. He hasn't walked in 20 games. And I think he's had one walk in his last 26 games. And yet, he's hitting just under 350 in that stretch. So the count 2-1, and here it comes. Fastball drilled, right center, way back there. Hasta la vista, pelota, wave it bye-bye. That's a two-run home run. Hey, can't you see I'm not walking here? Why should he walk? He hits one out, number 27, to make it a 5-2 game. Yeah, there you go. Manny getting it done to make it 5-2. And, yeah, at that moment, they somewhat got back in the game. And then came the top of the eighth inning. Leadoff single by Pinder and then Chapman with a double. Oakland had runners on second and third with nobody out. That's when the left-hander Richard Blyer came on to pitch. Bruce Maxwell came up to hit, and Blyer went to work. And a pitch. Low ground ball, scope jumps up, play at the plate. There's a tag by Caleb. They got him at the plate. They cut the runoff. Yeah, Pinder on contact, broke for the plate, and Scope nails him. One down, first and third, in the eighth inning. So there you go, one out. Then the top of the order came up. Boog Powell came up to hit, and Blyer, well, he got one more. And the pitch, and this time he bunts it, and here's another play at the plate. No, in a rundown. In a rundown is Chapman being chased to third, and now Manny chasing him toward the plate, and now Caleb chasing him toward third. There are two base runners there, and Chapman is tagged out on the rundown for the second out. And that Oakland got runners on second and third. The rundown lasted long enough to enable Powell to get to second base.
Yeah, he did.
So they had second and third with two outs, and still they had not scored. And then Lowry came up to hit, and again, Blyer gets his man. So now the 1-1 pitch. Well, Chopper hit to Beckham. This could do it. He's going to grab it and then throws it on the run to get the third out. How about that? Oakland had runners on second and third with nobody out, and they do not score. No, they did not. Oil stayed in the game. Then came the bottom of the eighth inning, somewhat spurred by those developments. Well, it was Chris Davis with the leadoff walk. And then there were two out. Beckham got a base hit to extend the inning to get it to Manny Machado. Manny came up to hit, and he, for the first time in 21 games, he drew a base on balls. They wanted no part of Manny Machado. He never got a pitch to hit. And so the bases were loaded, and that's when they made the pitching change. That's when Blake Treinen came in to pitch. Jonathan Scope came up to hit, and he, well, he got it done. And Scope, there's a shot toward left. That's a base hit. Davis coming in. Beckham being waved in. He will score. The ball back into third, and it's a one-run game. Scope with the bases loaded, a two-run single. And Manny Machado, the tying run, is at second base with two outs. Yeah, but after that, Adam Jones bounced out to short for the third out. So they scored twice, but they were one run short. In the ninth inning, that's when Chris Davis, Chris with a K, hit a home run to make it a two-run game, hit the home run against Darren O'Day. Then came the bottom of the ninth inning when Mancini was on base on a throwing error. And so Trumbo came up as the would-be tying run, but he bounced into a double play. In the end, on this Tuesday night, well, the Orioles, they would strike out. So now Davis back in. Trained and ready at the belt. Count 2-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Fastball ends the game. Fastball at 99 ends the game. And the Orioles here tonight in the loss column, as again, they failed to put together back-to-back wins. They won the opener. They lose a game two against Oakland. And still, the Orioles have not won back-to-back games since August 7th. Well, the rubber game on Wednesday afternoon.
Yep.
Tomorrow, game time at 3:05. Hey, they try to make it 2 out of 3. And we'll continue right after this. Orioles in the loss column tonight. Oakland wins it by a score 6-4. Let's go downstairs. Buck Showalter with the media after the game.
Home run's the big issue tonight.
Yeah, we couldn't keep the ball in the park. I didn't think Davis got all that one, but the ball's flying this time of year. Manny got all of his, that's for sure. You know, you'd like to say take the first inning away, but you can't take those away. You know, it's a rough start for him. Put up 3-0-0, hoping to get 5 out of him. You know, took a pretty good pop there. As long as he stayed hot, he was okay. He'll be pretty sore tomorrow. But, you know, you watch these guys get hit by batted balls. Their pitcher, we were fortunate or unfortunate for them. He was pitching real well. I think that kind of gave us a shot there. But, the velocity, some of these balls coming off the bat, going up the middle, sometimes I shake my head. I was talking to Wade about it today. You know, the way that the feelings you have to have about getting out there and pitching. I wish everybody could stand and see how close that is. What else?
But the team continues to struggle to try to get a winning streak going. Is it obviously time's somewhat running out, but is there any sense of that in the clubhouse trying to get this?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and they're certainly aware of it. It's a very obvious thing to say, and they know it. But you know, we're going to have to get consistent in our starting pitch in order to have that type of momentum and to have those things happen. And we have some good ones, and then we have some that really put us in a hole early on. And did a great job of getting back in there. Had good people up, and like anybody in our on our lineup in our lineup, but then you know, we couldn't get that last. We create a real hole for ourselves. Sometimes we climb out of it. Sometimes we don't.
How much as a manager do you appreciate how hard Trey Mancini plays today?
Well, I was thinking down there, you know, there's a lot of people in the game that don't get there fast enough for that tag not to be there. The challenge for him and all young players, they go forward because the game's so taxing on when you play these many games. You know, it's the first time Trey's really played this many games and going to play into September. Challenge are going to be able to keep that level. And sometimes you have to pace yourself on certain things, especially guys that play 150, 160 games. I can't tell you how challenging that is. I don't care if you're 22 or 32, especially this time of year with the weather like it is.
You probably already answered this question already in a sense, but last five series, you win the first game and lose the second game, and you mm-hmm. haven't won any of the series, at least until tomorrow, if that's
well,
the case.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing we answered earlier. And
curiosity.
You know,
is there a reason for it? It's just a curious. I mean, it's just
we don't pitch well in all three is a big factor. You know, if we pitch better, we'll do better. And you know, it's not just on Ubaldo. We had some opportunities there, but guys grinded through it. They pitch well. You know, the guy at the end, and you know, we actually got a break. I hope he's okay. That he had to leave the game. He was pitching real well. That was legit. He had a lot of late life, some balls that appeared as strikes, and then ran off the plate and got deep in. Deep in on some guys. Good. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
That is the Skipper Buck Show, Walter, after a 6-4 defeat here tonight at the hands and the bats and the arms of the Oakland Athletics. Oakland with a 2-run victory, a game in which they hit a total of 4 home runs.